When my wife and I were looking for a house to buy, one of the things we had to have was a fenced-in backyard. Why was that? Well, because I had 2 4-year-old children. And it was important to me and my wife that my children have boundaries or limitations, because within the fenced-in backyard, there was safety and there was protection.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Once again, we thank you for joining us on Truth and Fact. And yesterday we were talking about Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And we talked about the word blessed, and it's derived from a primitive root word, which literally means to be straight. And it carries the idea of limitations or boundaries or borders. So we find that a truly happy, blessed life is a life that walks in a straight fashion. It's a life that has boundaries, margins, borders. That's right. Blessed, happy is the man who walks not, stands not, sits not. In these words, we can plainly see limitations. You see, life that is meaningful and happy is a life that has boundaries. You know, when I was younger and living at home, I couldn't wait to get out on my own because I wanted to be relieved of the boundaries. But looking back, I realized that the boundaries weren't the problem. That's not what contributed to my unhappiness. What contributed to my unhappiness was not living within the boundaries of the Lord. You see, I wanted to live the life of myself. That there's no joy, happiness, or satisfaction in that kind of life. No matter what I did, I always came up empty. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. I was spiritually empty and void up until the time I met Jesus. Then I realized that the thing I was running away from was what I needed the most. I didn't find purpose for my life until I got saved. Amen. Life that is blessed and meaningful is a life that has boundaries. Football is meaningless unless it has boundaries. It has rules. If the rules or boundaries are violated, then the referee calls a penalty. So boundaries and rules bring meaning to the game in the natural sense. You know, many lives of children are a mess. Why? They no longer have any boundaries. Parents let them do whatever they want to do, and I think you know what I'm talking about. Therefore, children, they feel unloved, unwanted, discarded, useless. You see, even though children may fight against rules and boundaries, it's really what they want. Because a parent that sets boundaries for their children show their love for them. They need guidelines. They need to know what's right from wrong. Kids left to themselves will destroy themselves. I remember when my wife and I were first looking for a home to buy. My children were 4 years old. One of the things we must have was a fenced-in backyard. Why? Because they can stay within the confines of that fence. And within that fence, there is protection. There is safety. Outside the fence, they can get hurt. You know, we had problems with some teenagers in our neighborhood at one time because their parents let them do whatever they wanted to do. They had no boundaries. They run the streets. They caused trouble. They were mischievous. Their parents didn't give them boundaries. Therefore, the children or the teenagers felt unneeded, unloved, and useless. Proverbs 13:24, he who spares his rod hates his son. I know a lot of people have trouble with this verse. He who spares his son hates his rod, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. Discipline in the proper manner establishes the boundaries for that child. They might not like it at the time, but they will thank you for it later, my friend. To not establish boundaries, to not discipline your children, really is to not love them. You may say that you love them, but your actions so differently. But if you care for that child, you will establish limitations or boundaries. Praise God. My friend, God establishes boundaries in our lives to help us, not hurt us.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.